If everyone in the chamber could rise, as well as our guests in the upper gallery, for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From Micah, the third chapter, we read, "Surely the Lord is with us." Heavenly Father, we seek your presence in our lives and petition you that we might learn from your gracious word and live our lives in harmony with you and one another. Open our hearts to know you and guide us to make clear decisions that are in keeping with what you desire of us. And we pray, provide us to have the wisdom to follow the path laid out for us. In your holy name we pray, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators, Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Serpoy, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Rader, Radel, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 10th day, Monday, January 25th, 2021.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone County renews his motion that the reading of the journal be waived, but it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. Senator from Cole County.
I'd request a moment of personal privilege.
Senator from Cole has requested a moment of personal privilege. Senator, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today I would like to recognize three of our dedicated and faithful Senate doorkeepers who recently retired. Mr. Smith has been with us, Missouri Senate, since April 16, 2002, when he started as a doorkeeper. He was promoted to the position of Sergeant at Arms on January 1, 2007. Bill stepped down from his position on November 1st, 2020, after more than a total of 18 years of loyal and dedicated service to the Senate family. Prior to coming to the Senate, Bill taught drafting for 34 years at Jefferson City High School, where he also served as a department chair. Bill also served 2 years of active duty with the United States Army, and Bill is also joined today with his wife of 53 years, Jan. I'd like the body to recognize them, please. Mr. President, I'd also like to recognize Mr. Carter. Al began his career with the Missouri Senate on January 9, 2013. He has faithfully served the Senate for 8 sessions as a doorkeeper and stepped down from this position on December 31st, 2020. In Al's life before the Senate, he served with the Department of Labor and Industrial Relations and the Department of Economic Development. Al also served as chair of the Employment Security Credit Union and was appointed chairman of Human Rights Commission by Governor Blunt, serving in that position for 8 years. In addition, Al also served as a member of the United States Air Force for 6 years. please help me in recognizing Mr. Carter. And last but certainly not least, I'd like to recognize Patricia Paris, or Patty as we all know her. Patty began her career as the first female doorkeeper in Missouri Senate history on February 25th, 2019, and loyally served for two sessions. Patty retired from the state in 2014 with over 29 years of state service, including positions in both the Senate and House, as well as serving for Governor Matt Blunt. Prior to this, Patty served in the offices of state auditor for over 14 years. And would you please help me recognize Patty as well? Thank you. So in closing, Mr. President, I would like to thank all of them, Bill, Patty, and Al, for all the things they've done in service to our state, and especially to Bill and Al for serving our country in the military. And they certainly have been missed, and they certainly will be missed. And I'd like to congratulate them on a well-deserved retirement. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. And let's give these fine folks another round of applause. I know I speak for everybody in this body when I say these three folks basically babysat us for many years. So we are grateful for their help and privileged to have worked with them. The order of business is introduction of guests. Senator from the 24th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, up in the upper gallery right behind me, you will see someone who is serving as an intern in my office this year. And mostly she will be doing that remotely, but she is here with us today. Her name is Alexa Anderson. She is a student at St. Charles Community College, a political science major, and she is a sophomore there. If you will please join me in welcoming, even during these difficult and unusual times, someone who is volunteering to intern with my office, Miss Alexa Anderson.
Welcome, Alexa, to the Missouri State Senate. The order of business is introduction of guests, the Senator from Ozark.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the back gallery, we also have two special guests with us that are champions for schools across our state. And if they would please stand, I'd like for us to recognize Dr. Julia Williams. She's Assistant Superintendent at Rolla Schools. And we have Mary Schrog, who currently serves on our State Board of Education. Please make them feel welcome. Thank you.
Let's welcome these guests from Ozark to the State Chamber. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. The Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate Resolution number 36 be called from the calendar and taken up for adoption.
We are back on the business of resolutions. Senator from Franklin would like a resolution taken up from the calendar and brought before the body. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Franklin, your resolution is now before the body.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move for the adoption of the resolution.
Senator, would you care to explain your resolution?
Thank you, Mr. President. It is a simple change to the Committee on Appropriations. We are adding one member from 13 to 14.
The Senator from Franklin has moved for the adoption of resolution number 36. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Franklin renews his motion that the resolution number 36 be adopted. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the resolution. Order of business is resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. The chair stands corrected on the adoption of the resolution from the Senator from Franklin. It is a roll call vote and not a voice vote. The Senator from Franklin has closed on the adoption of resolution number 36. Madam Secretary, please call the roll on the adoption of that resolution.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Sirpoy, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Rader, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Phelps?
Aye.
Votes aye. Senator from the 20th? Votes aye. Senator from the 2nd? Votes aye. Senator from Lawrence, would you repeat your vote? Votes aye. Thank you, sir. Senator from the 11th District of Jackson County. Votes aye. Senator from Clay. Votes aye. Senator from the 8th. Would you repeat your vote? Votes aye. By your vote of 31 aye and 0 no, you have adopted the resolution. The order of business is concurrent resolutions. The Senator from Lawrence County, I apologize for the mix-up.
Quite all right. Mr. President, I have a concurrent resolution.
Please send your concurrent resolution forward.
And there's no explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Your concurrent resolution will be printed in the journal. The order of business is concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. The Senator from the 8th District. Please send your bill forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. No explanation required.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 432, introduced by Senator Sirpoy, an act relating to the offense of resisting or interfering with arrest.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Lawrence.
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 25, introduced by Senator Moon, a joint resolution relating to the definition of person.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Jefferson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Thank you, Mr. President. No explanation is needed at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 433, introduced by Senator Whelan, an act relating to legal notices.
Introduction of bills. The senator from the 9th.
Thank you. I have a bill. No explanation needed, sir.
Thank you, Senator. Thank Just you. Send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 434, introduced by Senator Washington, an act relating to student journalists.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone County.
Would you inquire from the Secretary if the message from the House, and so I ask they be read?
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read those messages.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Concurrent Resolution 19, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Concurrent Resolution 20, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Dana Rodeman Miller, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. With that objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business is announcements. Senator from Andrew County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Committee on Appropriations will resume its hearing on the senator from Johnson's bill, and we have another bill to hear upon adjournment in Senate Committee Room Number 1.
Thank you, Senator. Because you're the Chairman of Appropriations, the first three letters of the Senator's last name are not allowed either. Announcements. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just an announcement that your Committee on General Laws will meet in Senate SCR 2 upon adjournment.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements. The Senator from Johnson County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Economic Development will meet upon adjournment in the Senate Lounge. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? The Senator from Cass.
Thank you, Mr. President. Announcement?
Proceed.
Your Committee on Education will meet at noon in the Senate Lounge.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Senator from Andrew.
Mr. President, I need a clarification. I think I said that we would resume our hearing upon adjournment. We will resume the hearing upon recess.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day.